Starting in Maseches Brachos, Daf Tes Vav Amar Aleph, at the Mishnah. Okay, so starts out straightforward enough with the Mishnah. It says Hakore Shema. If one reads Shema, V'lo Yishmila Azno, but he doesn't make his articulation isn't sufficiently loud. We'll learn like that for now. That he hears it Mashmila Azno, that he doesn't hear it with his own ears. Then Tanakama says, that's okay, Yatza, you're still Yotzi. Rabbi Yossi says, Omer lo Yatza, he says, no, you're not Yotzi. If you didn't hear it, you're not Yotzi. We'll explain, that's our sugya tonight. We'll see, we'll explore that. The Mishnah then continues on. It says, Karavalo diktek ba'osi osea. New halacha, if you read the Shema, but you're not medaktek in the letters. Now, medaktek means you're not precise in their pronunciation. Now, most learn that means you said all the letters, you said everything, but you said it in like an ambiguous way, like you weren't madgish properly the letters as they should be. So you said everything, but you didn't, you know, let's say for example, instead of a proper Zion sound, you said which just happens if you whisper, as we discussed before, when you whisper certain letters, particularly the Z sound and the V sound, they can't be whispered. So if you whisper Tizkaru, it will become Tiskaru. So that is only that talking about. Lo diktek ba'osi aseh, he didn't articulate it properly. The Bar Tanura, if you learn the Mishnayos, he learns that lo diktek ba'osi aseh means you didn't put proper spacing between the words that the last sound of the first word and the leading sound of the second word are the same. Like for example, al vavecha. So that's lo diktek ba'osi aseh, because al vavecha, the al and levavecha both begin, and the first word ends with lamed, second begins with lamed. So saying al levavecha, you're only yotzi b'dieved, because that's not diktek b'osi aseh, because it sounds like you're running it together. Exactly. Okay. The way to pronounce it is al levavecha. You have to make a space. And there are many examples like that in the Shema. And the good Siddurim today, Artsrono for one, actually puts like lines to break up what those things happen. So this one, it's common. Second, sorry. No, it doesn't have it here. Okay, it doesn't matter. Now, so that's so. Karlo v'loktik, but the pashas lo diktik ba'osi aseh is a problem. It's probably not. It's probably even worse. Mistama, it's worse to not say every letter. You're not yotzi for sure. Actually, skip a letter or skip a sound. That's not lo diktik. That's not saying the word. And the pashtas, this is a bit of a chiddush. I know Rav Lino told this. It's a bit of a chiddush that even if you mispronounce a word, that's not lo diktek. That's saying the wrong word. Like we discussed, shomer pisayim Hashem. So if you say pisayim instead of pisayim, yes, I'm aware that's on the Shema, but that would be worse. Lo diktek. That's pronounced the word incorrectly, and you'd be bestam not yotzi Shema at all. In the case of hal, not yotzi hal. Okay, so lo diktek means you said everything. It was just in an ambiguous saying that it was not clear. That's the pashtas. Okay. I'm sure there are many poskim who would be cholak on that last point. I'm sure. Even though Rav Malinowitz sticks his heels in the ground. But anyways, that's the Shomer Pesayim. Pesayim, Pesayim. In any case.
You put the accent on the long syllable, that would be included as well?
I think that would be lo diktek. That would be lo diktek, I would think. But I don't know. You know what? It's not so. You know. Yeah. I think that's a little diktek. Even ve'ahavta, which people say, I would think that's a little diktek. It's not. That's wrong. So it's right. If you say ve'ahavta, with the what's called mila el, the pronunciation at the beginning of the word, that means and you loved, past tense, as opposed to ve'ahavta, which is at the end mila ra, at the end of the sentence, which is end of the word, which means it's like because of the vav and the fefes, it means and you will love. In any case. So that I think that is a perfect example of, I think that is lo diktek. And as you said the word, you just didn't pronounce it exactly right, that their pronunciation was ambiguous, I think. Okay? I wouldn't be surprised if it'd be a machlok as opposed to it. I'm going to be surprised. Because
it's still the wrong word.
Yeah, I understand. Exactly. So I'm not sure. Okay, so let's ask you. One thing's for sure. You should try to pronounce it correctly the first time, that's for sure. But I would think it's like that. Okay? So again, karvelo diktek ba'osi aseh, if you read it but you didn't pronounce the words, the letters meduk-dak, exactly right, we're meduk in it. So then Rabbi Yossi is the one now says yatza, that's okay. But Rabbi Yehuda says, no, lo yatza, you're not yotzi. A third case, hakarlo mafreya, if you read it out of order. That lo yatza, that everyone agrees, out of order. Here we're talking about reading the sentence structure out of order, not the paragraphs, the parshas out of order. Okay, obviously, if you read like you read the third parsha about tzitzis first and read, you know, Vayam Shemoa second, you'll be yotzei b'dieved. That's not l'mafreyim. As opposed, why am I speaking that out? As opposed to, for example, the Megillah. Mikra Megillah l'mafreyim means that, saying the second parak before the first parak, you're not yotzei, because it's a story. But there's a drush for that. Here we're talking about, you say the actual sentence out of order, or the words out of order, then that's, you know, destroying the meaning. That's no, you're not yotzei b'dieved.
And then next week I said, what about jumbling up the sentences? The sentences are internally intact.
I think that's Lema Freya.
It's also Lema
Freya. Yeah. Yep. Now, I mean, it is Lema Freya. One's a Rashi, one's a Ron, but I don't think they're arguing. Okay? Karvata, if you were reading Kriyat Shema and you made a mistake, whatever, you skipped out a word, let's say. Yachshu l'makom sheta, you go back to the place you made a mistake. Here it's a machlokas, actually, we're showing him. Does that mean you pick up exactly where you left off? You pick up at the beginning of the pasuk. You start the pasuk afresh, correctly. That's a machlokas, we're showing him. Anyways, here we're talking about the rice here, so I'd recommend if for some reason you messed it up, you go back to where you're certain you're reciting correctly, like you backtrack as far as you need to go back, and you start at the beginning of a pasuk. I'd recommend, because of that machlokas Rishonim, and you're talking to the rice and mitzvah. Okay, fine. That's the Mishnah.